studies have shown that social isolation is actually just as harmful to your health as chronic obesity, smoking, alcohol abuse, high blood pressure. All of these things are obviously very high indicators for mortality. But the difference there is that we have all these programs and interventions for, you know, like I said, obesity and smoking and those other factors, which is great. But that loneliness problem isn't anywhere near as widespread. And there's actually lots of research that proves time and time again that lonely people actually die sooner, right? They're less healthy. As a result, they have a higher cost in society than people who are less isolated. Just one fact here, you know, lonely people are at a higher risk for heart attacks, metastatic cancer, and Alzheimer's, among other conditions. Researchers think this is because when you're socially isolated, it actually increases activity in your genes that are responsible for inflammation, which is the root of so many diseases in your body. So loneliness is a really big deal. And the nice thing here is there's a pretty obvious cure, and that's spend more time with your friends, right? And that's not baseless advice. It's supported by a ton of studies. One such study across 10 years, Australian researchers found that older people with a larger circle of friends were 22% less likely to die during that study period than those with fewer friends. So when you get your friends together to watch the game or whatever it is you're watching, you are actively doing your part to not just extend your life, but help your friends out too.
What is the craziest, most unusual piece of sports trivia you found?
I was astonished to learn that back in the 1970s, two teammates who played for the Yankees, Fritz Peterson, Mike Kikich, they actually swapped wives and families, if you can believe it. They each fell so in love with each other's wife that they changed houses and families, which is wild, while they were still playing the same team. And in fact, Peterson and Kikich's wife were actually still married while the other half of that love rectangle quickly fizzled out. But I keep on thinking about this one because, needless to say, I mean, those family dinners must still be so awkward.
I have never heard that. That's really stunning. Anything
wild,
for,
right? Yeah.
For us here in D.C.?
How about a bullet piece of trivia? The Bullets, the 1977-78 Bullets, who were the championship team, they're actually represented in the worst teams to win a championship chapter. Sorry to tell you. Because, you know, back in the late 70s, basketball was boring. It was verging on bad, which is just totally different than what it soon became with Magic and Bird in the 80s, and obviously where it is now. But chief among those teams that kind of kept on making really boring finals were the 77-78 Bullets, who only won 44 games in the regular season, which is unheard of now. You know, they leaned on Hayes and Unseld to knock off the Spurs and the Sixers to play for a championship, and then they played against the 47-win Supersonics.